Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 463. We went through in previous Shiurim about love languages. We're touching upon some of them now as well. One of them that we're going to discuss today is gifts. Gifts is very important. For many people, the use of gifts is their primary language to express love, to perceive love. And no matter how much their spouse may say or do, the gift is what talks to them. And to try to get them, your spouse, something they truly love, that they desire, but let's say you can't spend the money right now, there's ways to give gifts that don't cost so much money. If it's a little bit pricey, it's still worth every penny very often to give those gifts, because it connects a husband and wife with a real emotional connection, especially when that's one of their primary love languages. But it doesn't have to be majorly costly. It could be something simple, something that your husband or wife enjoys eating or doing. And they will feel grateful and loved when you express through the giving of a gift, because that shows to them that you thought of them and you love them. So when purchasing a gift, especially a more expensive one, try to find it and do it in a way where the receiver is looking forward to appreciate that gift. Very often, and again, I fell into this trap once, I bought my wife a book. Later I realized I wasn't buying her a book. I was buying myself a book that I thought she would enjoy, but I know I would enjoy even more. I was sort of like faking it. Didn't realize later that I was doing this. Then I caught myself. That's not what gifts are about. And as we're swayed by our own emotions, and we buy something we want for ourselves, something that we like, and then we get disappointed later when it wasn't recognized by our spouse. So I'll tell you that it happened to me once, where I bought a book, really believing at the time this is something my wife would enjoy for Yontif. In reality, looking back, I see I was really buying it for myself. Oh, I'll read it afterwards. That's not what a gift is about. The gift is what she wants, not what you want. What he wants, not what you want. Now, another important point about gifts is people think that of a gift is an easy way to create love. Someone has some money. I'll just use this as a gift and you're cutting corners. Like you have credit, right? I don't have to continue with those other acts of love. I'm buying it with a gift. For many people that are more well-to-do or more financially stable, that's a nisayon with giving gifts. Because I'll say, it's worth the price. Make my wife happy. Make my husband happy. It's worth the price. And that's what it is. That's not what this gift is. The love language of gift. Because a gift, no matter how big or small, remember this, it's still only one out of the five acts of love. It's a great impact, a big gift, especially if that's your love language, but it's only one act of love. And feeling of love must be built on smaller steps, slowly, gradually, not cutting corners. So the idea being is that you give gifts on some occasions, but it doesn't replace the daily love and acts of love that you do that are not gift related. But again, with the gift or every act of love, the feeling has to be expressed as well. So purchasing a gift is not enough. Use loving words as well. Sometimes a handwritten note does tremendous. A card with a note does even more. Presentation brings also a beautiful aspect of gifts, the way it's wrapped, the way it's prepared. The Gemara says, again, he doesn't bring here the Maramokim of the Gemara. So anyone knows it, just give it, mention it to me. The Amiram used to wrap the gifts that they bought for their wives. That wrapping of the gift is the little gesture to show, yes, we thought about them and we worked hard on figuring out what to get to make them happy. And then this creates the emotional connection in the heart of the spouse. So that's the concept of gift. Then comes the concept of quality time. What is quality time? Spending time together, which is an effective way of developing that affection between each other. It can be difficult at times, this quality time aspect. Why? because we're busy all day long. We have very little time to ourselves. And the time that we have time to ourselves, we just want for ourselves. We're very tired to connect and to take walks and to talk. But we have to push ourselves to do that because it's our responsibility to create that as much time as possible for us and our wives, our husbands, to spend together with each other. To carve out time from our busy lifestyle into even beyond with taking care of the children, that it's just the two of you, it's also very important. Quality time without the children means go out to walk together, play a game together, doing another activity together, these date nights we talked about, and so on and so forth. The exact way to spend that time is totally up to the two of you. Husband's doing it for the wife should dictate, this is how I want to spend my time, this is how I want to walk with you, I want to go here, I want to go there, husband to wife as well. Whatever you both feel works for you, what you're comfortable with, go ahead and do it. And have it happen regularly, not just once in 1 month. With most people, ideally trying it even more than once a week, but at least once a week, where the two of you focus on each other. It is a very strong way, not just to build a relationship, but to bring out the feelings from potential to actual, feelings that are already there. Now, even though both require time and talking and quality time are two different things. There's a difference between quality time and talking. Talking is uttering words. Words of encouragement is one of the love languages. Warmth in words that express with a certain feeling behind it. And that is what words of affirmation is, the talking aspects of it. Because basically they love that feeling. You're taking time to disconnect from everything else and focus on them in the way you're talking to them. Over here, quality time could be that, but could be other things too. You'd shut off your devices and be presently active in what you're doing and discussing. It could be more mundane aspects, but if the wife or husband is comfortable talking about that, that's worthwhile. And by the way, again, quality time does not have to be a tremendous amount of time. You know, if you're very busy and you have hectic lifestyles, an hour and a half may be too much. Some nights an hour may be too much. Some nights a half hour may be too much. Sometimes it's merely just taking a 15-minute walk together. It's the quality of the time that makes a person feel loved and valued, not just the quantity at a time. So that's the key of the building love. We mentioned other things in previous year, acts of service, conversations, talking, compliments, and so on and so forth. And over here, today, we talked about gifts as well as quality time up to this point. Another aspect that we're going to start talking about, which we mentioned in passing, maybe a little more than passing, that we really have to elaborate on because it's extremely crucial and extremely important. And that is the idea of how men and women are very different. And effort needs to be made to comprehend the difference between a male and a female, to appreciate it and to accept it. The more you learn this, It's basically knowledge and then skills of how to adapt to that knowledge. The more you know this, the more you invest in this knowledge, the less resentment you will have. It will leave you with energy now that you could focus on with each other. Men and women have different perspectives. That's just the bottom line. Am b'fnei atzmam, they're a separate nation in that aspects, in many aspects. And to understand your husband or wife's perspective and behavior will help you see their point of view. Their actions may be fully justified, and there's no reason to be resentful. Very often you're resentful, but when you look through what you're disagreeing about, you realize it's just a different perspective. They were not wrong at all. And it'll help you both act more appropriately with each other and communicate more effectively with each other. The fact that males and females are wired differently is a big factor. stereotypically, that's just simply true. Equal rights that we could talk about, Torah's view on that. There's definitely equal opportunity for each other in their own capacity that men have, that women don't have, and that women have, that men don't have. But that's not the subject for now. Equal nature is certainly not true. Men and women have completely different natures. In their voices, in their strengths, totally different. So stereotypically, we mentioned it a few times, women tend to be more emotional than men. Look at a family simcha. On the woman's side, you'll hear them, even if you're not in that side of Masichit, you'll hear everyone's talking emotionally engaged, their excitement, and there's a lot of commotion and warmth when partaking in simchas. On the men's side, it's quieter. People come and go, shake hands, discuss certain current events, and so on and so forth. So men and women feel differently, they behave differently. The differences were designed by Hashem so they could do their tasks more properly. Yes, there are many men that are more masculine than other men. Some men have a certain feminine quality to them, in tzaddikim too. You see that. Many women are more feminine than other women. Some are more masculine type women. All this is true as well. And one needs to learn how to adapt and learn the differences between the two. Another aspect that's very important is the idea behind the fact that there is intellect and emotions. And men and women both use them both. Generally speaking, men use their intellect more and women use their bini yesera, inner emotion, more. Just the way Hashem designed it. Doesn't mean less intelligence. Going to say that very clear again and again and again. The fact that we're saying men are more dominated by their intellect while women more by their emotions does not mean that that particular woman is less wise than the man. Absolutely not. That's not the case. But on feelings and emotions, men also can get carried away by them. But usually women have this aspect too. The regulating emotions is one of those tests that women have. And the men getting access often to their emotions is the test that they have. So that's very, very important. Men and women are equally bright, but women are more emotionally attuned, so can be swayed by them faster. Both men and women have strong mood swings that are led by emotions. So one has to be careful. Someone goes through trauma or an unpleasant feeling. They may regret and they act upon that unpleasant feeling, and then they have harata on it. It most likely will help them to understand that. So that's the idea. There's different styles of functioning, and we have to learn to try to accept them both as best as we could. And that is an extremely important concept in marriage and in life. Bracha v'hatzlacha.